It's Lights, Camera, Jackson. This is the LCJ Q&A podcast. You can also read these interviews at animationscoop.com. If you love Baby Shark's Big Show, get ready for Baby Shark's Big Movie from Nickelodeon. It premieres this Friday, December 8th on Paramount Plus. Joining me, director Alan Forman and writer Whitney Rawls. Welcome to the LCJ Q&A.
Hey,
thank you so much.
Yeah.
It's so lovely to have the both of you, and congratulations on the movie. I watched it recently, and it is a good time for the families for the holiday season.
Thank you. I'm so glad you liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. And Whitney, did you watch the Thanksgiving Day parade with the baby shark float and the balloon and in hyphen in it?
Obviously I'm full blown engine, you know, gotta support the boys and hypen. Very, very stoked that we got to collaborate with them on this. So,
oh yeah, they're a lot of fun in the movie. And Alan is the director of this movie, and having it be such a presence online in that parade everywhere, that's gotta make you feel good.
Oh, it's super exciting. Yeah. Getting to see, the promotion behind it has been really a thrill, and you know, the folks that we've worked with during the whole production have been so wonderful, and yeah, super excited for the premiere.
There's so many great people in this. Lance Bass voices a version of himself that's a fish. I mean, there's so many fun details. And Whitney, we spoke a couple years ago for Animation Scoop for the series, and I have to compliment you again, because the writing is so smart in this movie. It's so sharp. The self-deprecating humor, especially about the baby shark song when it comes to this story, is really spot on.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. That, yeah, you know, that means a lot. We just wanted to sort of have fun and do a little bit of a, you know, put a little tongue in cheek, you know, having fun with the baby shark song that we all know and love, but is absolutely everywhere. So that was a big inspiration for the movie for sure.
Good, good. And Alan, what were your goals? Take me through the kind of the origins approaching a feature length story with Baby Shark and his pals and his whole family.
Well, it was really about just building upon, you know, what the series does so well. The series just, like, I felt really embraced joy and silliness in a really refreshing way. And so for me, it was just about building upon that great foundation and getting to tell, you know, a bigger story, a deeper story, something that has higher stakes and more emotional depth.
It does. It does. You've got Baby Shark and his family moving away from Carnivore Cove. They go to Chomp City, and there's a big concert that's going to happen, and Mom is involved with it. But then you have this starry ya-na-na-na-na by Ashley Tisdale. Alan, how was it working with Ashley Tisdale, known for Candace on Phineas and Ferb? She did a great job with that and with this on creating quite a villain, a nemesis for Baby Shark.
Oh my God. She was so much fun to work with. It was sort of a pleasant surprise to when we first had our first session with her to learn that she and her family are such big fans of the series. I mean, she really brought Stariana to life in such a manic way that, I mean, we were just laughing the whole time. Her performance is one of my favorite things about the movie.
Baby Shark and his friend William, you've got this relationship, this friendship that's kind of put to the test in this movie because they are separated from each other for a good portion of the movie. There is this emotional core that I think is very strong, and I think is going to move a lot of parents and kids as well.
Yeah, you know, I definitely was inspired by some of my own experiences growing up, and you know, having friendships, especially when you're so young, are so intense and fun and beautiful. But when change comes in and you know, the uncontrollable factors of the world start affecting those friendships, it can be so scary.
Right.
So I really just, you know, I really wanted to send a message that friendship is really magical, and it can evolve and grow with you as you evolve and grow as well.
And isn't it amazing the timing of you including for the two of them? And I can see it in your background, the Finship bracelets and Taylor Drift. I think there's a reference of that. Isn't Whitney that amazing, the timing of all that?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, sometimes it's just in the ether. It all just comes together. But yeah, the Finship bracelets is definitely a really important part of the movie, and definitely something that I think has existed for a long, long time. You know, I think that's central to kid culture. There's a lot of Finship bracelet core memories out there.
Yeah, memories are strong and powerful with friends. And what's also interesting about what you present in the movie, Alan, is Lainey, the new friend for Baby, and the scenes between the two of them, and this idea of, well, can you replace somebody else as your best friend? Because I, in my life, go, well, maybe I want new friends to enter my life, but I don't want them replacing the old ones that I may not see all the time. How did you sort of respond to that, Alan, as you were making this movie?
Oh, well, I mean, as someone who's moved around his entire life, it's so clear that you know, that core friendship that you have with somebody is unbreakable. I mean, you can have new people coming in and out of your life, and you can form fabulous lasting relationships with those people. But those folks with whom you share that really special bond will never, ever go away.
Yeah, definitely. Baby Shark's big movie is this Friday, December 8th on Paramount Plus. I've got Whitney and Alan here with me on the LCJ Q&A podcast. Whitney, you give Grandma and Grandpa Shark a lot of fun, a lot of opportunities to let loose in this movie.
Oh, yeah. You know, baby and family might be heading off to Chomp City, but Grandma and Grandpa are excited to stay home and have fun throwing a little festival of their own called Burning Sands. So we had a lot of fun with that. That's such a fun runner throughout the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good time watching those scenes. That's good fun. And what I also really like about this movie is it is a musical. There are a lot of great songs in it. And Alan, we build up to this concert. And in a way, with this movie, you and Doug Rockwell, who I interviewed a few years ago for Loud House, have given us a great concert with all the songs that you include in this.
Oh, yeah. We worked with some really fantastic songwriters and composers. Doug was one of several that we worked with. Mm. They're all bangers. I gotta say, like, they're all real catchy. I've spent the last 2 years of my life with a rotating playlist in my head every morning of a different song from the movie. There's just such, you know, all the songwriters brought their A game.
Yeah, it's fun. It's catchy. And, you know, again, the movie's meta. It's all about a catchy song. And it's about who is the catchiest? Why maybe one creature deserves that certain power over the other? That's really good. So, Whitney, how did you decide on incorporating when you wanted Enhypen to come in, when you wanted Lance Bass to come in, when you wanted Cardi B and Offset to come in, the timing of all of that?
Yeah, I mean, the timing of it, I think it just kind of flows naturally from a story structure as you're getting into it. You know, we get to set up Lance Bass in the beginning, and then we get to hang out with him a little bit later after Stariana's, you know, I don't want to give away too many spoilers, but after Stariana's star is rising a little bit, and it's fun to like see how everyone changes. And we had to bring Cardi and family back. You know, since they came on the series, they've had another kid, Wave. So Wave is now Wavy Shark in the movie, which is also super cute. So it was really, really exciting to have them back. They just bring such a force of personality. And, you know, it's just great to see Baby in this new environment, like run into some old friends and make some new ones, you know. When we were talking about bringing Enhypen in for the movie, that it was so exciting. You know, we didn't even really know if we would be able to do it, to be able to pull off bringing in superstars like them. But they were such great collaborators. They brought so much to the movie and they had so much fun with it. So it was really amazing.
Nice, nice. So one of the subplots of this, Daddy Shark wants to meet this dentist and have quite an experience. Alan, are you kind of guy who looks forward to going to the dentist, or does it really scare you?
Oh, no, I hate it. It's the worst. It's the absolute worst. and I think everybody feels the same way. I don't know anybody who loves going to the dentist. Look, we all have to do it, right? Daddy's kind of one of those people who really loves it. He's, you know, it's his profession.
It's his passion.
He's excited to meet this you know, superstar dentist from the big city who actually since I used to live in New York, I modeled it after Dr. Z. I'm not sure if people are familiar with Dr. Z, but he's got these ads and billboards all over the city and all over the subways. So I was kind of modeling Dr. Sawtooth after that.
Yeah, the but idea yeah, of a
no, no, hard pass on the dentist, hard pass.
The idea of a celebrity dentist just really made us laugh, so.
Yeah.
Good, good. Whitney, do you like going to the dentist?
I'm fine with it. You know, I'm not like excited, but I think I'm actually supposed to go in a month or two here, so.
You'll have a good chat with your dentist about making the Baby Shark big movie, and then.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I guess I like going to the dentist. I mean, when I was young, I slipped on ice, fell, and they had to take my two front baby teeth out because they were bleeding so much. So yes,
oh,
I
no.
Have a 4-year-old. But yes, so the dentists have helped out in my life, I guess.
Okay. You would say, yeah.
In good ways. So Whitney, how have the last 3 years been as far as the impact of the Baby Shark character working on the show? Now this movie, it was already a phenomenon song. How have you seen the popularity rise even more?
You know, it's funny because I was just thinking about that since we last spoke, right, when the series was about to premiere. And I was just thinking about how much the show has grown and the characters have developed. And it's been really amazing to see people react to it, because I think, as I mentioned to you then, we were really setting out to make the Baby Shark show that no one saw coming. And I think that we did that, you know, I think this movie is a testament to that, because it's silly, it's funny, as Alan was saying, like, it has all that sort of like goofiness, and but it also has just like this heart that I think is what people really react to in it. Like, people really, really key into the emotionality of the stories that we're telling, when they don't necessarily expect that, maybe, from Baby Shark.
Yeah, there's a lot of moments in it where you do Baby and William, and it's the split screen, and it's their close-up faces that give you joy, or moments of the two of them that are genuine in the emotions that they bring. And I think that's going to be something that this is something that families can gather around their TVs to watch over the holidays and take it in fully. Alan, how do you hope that this movie impacts families over the holiday season?
Oh, well, I hope they laugh, they cry, they sing along, they dance. It's like Whitney said, one of the things I just love about it is that it has such heart, and those emotional moments just really, really hit home. And, you know, I hope people enjoy the comedy and the silliness, but also take to heart the you know, deeper themes that we're discussing about friendship and family and home, because it's all in there.
It is. It's fantastic. And I hope everybody has that playlist swirling around their head over the days of all the different songs. Alan Foreman, Whitney Rawls for Baby Shark's big movie, which is on Paramount Plus this Friday, December 8th. Thank you for creating this. Happy holidays. And thanks for being here on the LCJ Q&A.
Thank you so much, Jackson.
Thanks, guys. I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson for all these episodes. Go to Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lights-camera-jackson.com, or read the Q&As at animationscoop.com. Thank you for listening to the LCJ Q&A.